proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osterman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about the wars of the Jews, looking at their conflicts against the Amalekites. The Amalekites were named after Amalek, who was one of Esau's grandsons. Thus, the Amalekites were, in a sense, genetically akin to the Jewish people. The Amalekites became the first nation who attacked the Israelites. The 17th chapter of Exodus contained an account of that first battle. The Amalekites had been attacking Jewish people as they traveled through the land unto the land of promise. Finally, Moses commissioned Joshua to select men to fight against the Amalekites. While the battle took place, Moses would stand on a nearby hill. Whenever he lifted his hands, the Israelites prevailed. Whenever his hands dropped down, though, the Amalekites would triumph. Aaron and Hur assisted Moses in holding up his hands. As a result, the Israelites defeated the forces of Amalek. On that occasion, God commanded Moses to, quote, "Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven," unquote. In no other case did God promise to exterminate a particular group of people, but he did with Amalek. He exhorted the next generation of Israelites to, quote, "Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when ye were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God," unquote. God continued that, quote, "When the Lord thy God shall have given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it," unquote. During the period of the judges, the Amalekites continued to wage wars against Israel. On one occasion, they assisted the Moabites in subjugating the Jewish people, according to Judges chapter 3. The Amalekites also helped the Midianites oppress Israel, as recorded in Judges chapter 6. The 15th chapter of 1 Samuel described the results of a major battle that took place between the Israelites and the Amalekites. God commanded Saul, who was the first king of Israel, quote, "I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both men and women, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass," unquote. Saul, on the other hand, kept the Amalekite king alive and spared the choicest animals of the Amalekites to sacrifice to God. By doing this, Saul disobeyed God's direct command. And because of his transgression, the prophet Samuel informed Saul that God had rejected him as king over the Jewish people. Later on in Jewish history, a force of Amalekites attacked Ziklag, a city that served as the headquarters for David and his military forces. The Amalekites not only burnt the city with fire, they took several prisoners of war, amongst them the wives of David and his men. God directed David to pursue the Amalekites, assuring him that his men would recover everything that the Amalekites had stolen. David did so, recovering both captives and spoil. After David's reign, the Old Testament made no further mention of the Amalekites. This would indicate that God kept his promise and eradicated the Amalekites as a national entity to no more trouble the Jewish people. This is Mark Osterman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.